Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for joining me today. You're listening to My Doula Micah, and I'm Micah Burgess. I live in Waco, Texas, and I have started a new little series, and basically it's called I'm Trying to Decide What's Right for Me. I get asked this question a lot from people that are expecting, and they're trying to figure out, hey, there's so many decisions that you feel like you need to make before you give birth. And so this idea of, I just don't know what's right for me. And so last week I talked about what kind of experience are you looking for? So go back and listen to that if you haven't heard that one yet before you listen to this one, because I'm just going to jump right in with the topic today, which is where do you want to give birth? And so a lot of that depends, where you want to give birth, depends on how you answered the questions from last week. What kind of experience are you looking for? If you're wanting 100% natural, I talked about that last week, then yeah, you're probably going to want a home birth. Okay. So go back and listen to that one. Just push pause on this and go back to listen to that. So the options, in my opinion, maybe there's more, but I'm really only aware of these top three: hospital birth, home birth, or a birthing center birth. And so once you've answered that question, what kind of experience are you looking for, then where you give birth should support that experience. Does that make sense? So I get a lot of clients who want 100% natural birth, but they're going to be delivering in a hospital. Okay, so we can have a more natural childbirth friendly experience in a hospital, but it is not going to be 100% natural, y'all. It's just not. You've got to wrap your heads around that. You've got to let it be okay that if you decided to give birth in a hospital, for whatever reason that may be, then you're not going to have 100% natural birth. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you can't have that. But there are very few hospitals out there. We certainly don't have them in my area where, yep, it's a free birth. Nobody touches you. Nobody does anything. You do whatever you want. You go where you want. I mean, it's just not. There's just not. So if you want that, then you do need to really consider a home birth. So I'm going to start there. If you're looking for 100% natural, or you're wanting family members there, you don't want all the medical interventions. You want it to have a more familiar feeling by being in your own home with your own things, eating your food, walking around outside. Or if you live out in the country, man, you wanted to give birth by the stream or the brook. Great. That's awesome. Do you. But you need to know if in your area you have a midwife that is 100% trustworthy, has an amazing track record of home birth experiences and success, and baby did well, mom did well, they're not transferring to the hospital a lot. There hasn't been any major issues with this particular midwife and home birth experiences. I mean, you want to be able, you're trusting this midwife with your life and your baby's life, and you need someone that really knows what they're doing and has attended many, many births, has seen almost every scenario possible known to man and can deal with it. And they should be that trained. Okay. So that's first and foremost, in my opinion, if you're going to be having a home birth. The home birth that I had, and I just did all my experiences. I've had 6 kids. The first 5 were all home births. So if you want to hear a little bit more about a home birth experience, then you can go back and listen to those experience 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Because I go into a lot of detail about it, and that may help you decide. But for all of those births, my husband and I were 100% confident in the midwife that we hired. And if you are not, I am going to counsel you and advise you to not move forward with a home birth if you are not 100% confident in this midwife with your life and your baby's life. Okay. That's first and foremost. So from here on, if that's a given, then I'm going to move forward in talking about the home birth. Okay. So you've got your midwife, and this is what's great about home birth. It can really look however you want it to look. So my home birth experience, the reason I chose to be at home is because my husband and I did not feel like the hospital setting was right for us, because I'm not sick. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm just having a baby. And we really believed that we didn't need all of the medical interventions, the medical attention. We wanted to be at home. I wanted to give birth in my own bed. Actually, I didn't give birth in my own bed. I took naps in my bed, but we had a mattress on the floor so that we didn't mess up the bed, because birth is messy, y'all. So we had a mattress on the floor, and that's, you know, pretty much where I gave birth. Or I'm standing. Or I gave birth, you know, I don't think I was in the shower, but I took a shower. I took a bath. I did all of those things that I wanted to do because I could. I ate what I wanted to eat. I drank what I wanted to drink. I had the people there that I wanted there. And I, y'all, kind of had a party. I had a lot of people at my birth because I'm an extrovert. I knew that would help me with the whole experience of childbirth. I mean, especially the first one, I was nervous. I'm afraid. I've never done it before. And I knew having the support of loved ones there, and then between the contractions, being able to have those conversations, connect with my people, laugh, let it be lighthearted. I mean, y'all, the second birth, my second home birth with my, with Jacob, I was playing bridge until I was 9 centimeters. With my husband and my parents, because we had been taking bridge classes. That's a card game. And I was playing bridge. That's how comfortable I was. That's how familiar it was. And it was a fabulous experience. I'm so thankful for it. I got to do that, you know, take walks around the block. One of my sisters at one of my births, they all run together, shaved my legs for me. You know, I mean, that's difficult to do in other situations, but I could do it. I had people stop by. I mean, my dad was in my home and was present. Now, he wasn't in the room when I gave birth, but he was around. He got to be around, and it wasn't awkward. There was plenty of room for people to be there. So that was my experience. But a lot of people have a home birth because they do not want to be bothered. They want an intimate, focused, quiet, peaceful experience. They're not talking. They don't want a bunch of other people talking. They're in their room. They've got the lights off. There's peaceful music. And they just want to retreat inwardly, to really be able to focus and have this intimate experience with just, you know, their spouse. And there's a midwife there to help if there needs to be help. Okay, so that's a whole nother experience, but it is still a home birth. It's much easier to achieve that kind of birth at home, because in the hospital, it's a revolving door. There are people that are going to be coming in and out, especially if you don't have a doula. Especially if you don't have a doula, it's a revolving door and there's constant interruptions and they're going to turn the lights on. And yeah, it's just harder to have that experience. So if that's what you want, I'm going to recommend a home birth to you. The other thing about home births that you want to keep in mind is that if there is an emergency, you will be transported to the hospital. And so if you're considering a home birth and that seems like something you really want to do, but you do not want to be transferred to the hospital. And for some people, depending on where you live, if you are having a home birth with a midwife and you are transported to a hospital, there are some places that you're not going to be welcomed. They have to take you, but you're going to feel this resistance from the word go. And unfortunately, the care can be subpar. Now, that's not the experience here in my area, but that is the experience other places. So if you're considering a home birth and you're concerned about that and the hospital you would potentially be transferred to, I would go and ask some questions. I would go to that labor and delivery floor. I would talk to a charge nurse and I would ask, or the emergency room, I would ask, how do you guys receive people that come in that don't have a doctor there? They've used a midwife, they wanted a home birth, and now they're being transferred there. How would y'all receive that? And I think that's something you want to consider. I really do. Because you can't predict birth. You can't predict what's going to happen. And you know, and some people, honestly, being transferred to the hospital is, even if you were received and welcomed, just fine. Getting in a car while you're in labor or potentially in transition and having to go to a car, no bueno, y'all, I would not want to do that. I really would not want to do that. Now, again, I had home births and that could have happened, right? But if you're just like, oh, heck no, there's no way I'm going to do that, then home birth is probably not right for you, you know, because that is a possibility. You have to know that. Home birth, I mean, so listen, the midwife has her tools and brings oxygen and has a few med things on hand. Like I ended up having to take a tablet. I don't know what it was called, but it was to help with the excessive bleeding that I was experiencing with my fifth child. It was a lot. And they, I gave birth on a birthing stool and they had to quickly get me lying down. She gave me a tablet because the bleeding wasn't going to stop. So they have some things like that on hand or things to help naturally, not like an induction, like with Pitocin, but they do have some natural ways to help get your contractions stronger, help induce, I'm using air quotes, induce, so that things are get to moving. Maybe things have stalled out or whatever. So they have those things on hand. They bring those things. But there's a lot of things that you have to do to prepare your home, to prepare yourself for baby coming. And there's a list that your midwife is probably going to give you of things that need to be done before baby comes. And so, you know, you're going to have clean, sterilized sheets to put on your bed when it's time to give birth. You're going to have those Chucks pads to put down so that, you know, if there is a lot of fluid or blood or whatever, that it goes onto the Chucks pad. You're going to have to, you may even have to provide gloves, but not like, you're not going to have to provide like shots and things like that, but it's cotton balls and pads and those kind of things. So, you know, look into that. Talk to your midwife and find out what you need to do to prepare for that. Because for some people, that's like, no. And then, you know, your midwife is going to leave. They don't stay with you until, you know, they just don't stay with you. Like when you're in the hospital, you're there for 24 hours. And after your baby's born, you get continued help with your baby, with yourself. And there is that support, that postpartum support within the hospital setting. At home birth, they're not staying with you for 24 hours after your baby's born. They're going to leave after a few hours, especially if everything's okay. And so that means it's you and your husband. And that means it's you and your mom. That means, you know, maybe your sister stays. So consider that, because for some people, that's a daunting thought. Wait, everybody leaves and then it's just us. And they do, most midwives do a pretty good job of cleaning up after birth. I mean, they're not leaving a mess or nasty stuff, but I mean, you gave birth in your home. I mean, there's going to be things around. There's going to be things that, I mean, there's still utensils that maybe you need access to, or yeah, they clean up and that part's great, but just understand you gave birth at home. And so it's a lot of people don't like the idea of that, right? No. I don't want all that in my house. I don't want people having to clean up. I just, you got to consider that, right? So that's, I think to me, those are the big things to consider about home birth. And again, just that piece of, if there was an emergency, are you comfortable with the fact that you're at home and you're the OR and a C-section and like an emergency situation, the remedy for that is not easily accessible. It's not, you know, you're 2 minutes away, right? So those are the big things to consider. And then I get a lot of women that love the idea of giving birth at home, but their significant others like, nope, we're not doing that. Because they, you know, they love their wife. They're like, no. I can't imagine putting you in harm's way or baby in harm's way and us not being able to get immediate help if there's an emergency. I'm not comfortable with that. So a lot of my clients went the hospital route because that's what their husband needed. They just were not down with the idea of giving a home birth. Okay. So that's, to me, those are the things that are important to consider and think about in terms of home birth. The next step would be a birthing center. And for me, if you're not going to give birth in a hospital, then for me, then you might as well give birth at home. I'm not saying birthing centers are not a good idea, but maybe it's because the midwives don't do home births. They only do birthing centers. Maybe people choose a birthing center because they don't like the idea of being in their home. The birthing center has a really great room that you give birth in. It feels like you're in a home. They've got a huge bathtub that you can get in. Maybe they, you know, you don't have that in your home. Maybe you didn't have room in your home. Maybe it's an apartment or something and you wanted to be at the birthing center and, you know, they have all the equipment there. And I don't know, maybe just the idea of being in your home wasn't a great idea or the midwife can't do it. But for me, if you're not giving birth in a hospital, because you want it to be more familiar, then to me, you just have your baby at home. Because at a birthing center, again, not only are they, you can't stay for 24 hours at a birthing center. You can stay for a few hours and then you go home. Do you see what I'm saying? That part for me with the birthing center thing, I didn't like that idea. I want to stay put. Like I want to stay put at home. That was that's another reason I skipped that for some reason. The whole postpartum aspect of giving birth at home, that was very appealing. I don't want to pack up from the hospital and now drive home with a newborn. I just want to be home and stay home, right? I liked that idea. So the birthing center part, you're not going to be able to do that. You'll stay long enough for them to know that everything is fine. You and baby are good. And then you drive home. And so I didn't like that piece of it. I didn't like that aspect of the birthing center part. But again, being at home for a lot of people, that doesn't resonate. And so birthing center is the next step in getting that kind of natural experience and not having to be in the hospital. So I'm sorry that I didn't give birth in a birthing center. I have attended births at a birthing center, and you do have a little bit more care in some respects, because it's the midwife maybe, and the assistant midwife is there, and they provide a doula maybe. And again, it's in a comfortable room with a huge tub, and they have access to everything that they need. You know, maybe for some people that's a great fit. You know, it kind of meets in the middle between a home birth and a hospital birth. So if you have options for a birthing center, or there's more than one, we actually have more than one birthing center here in our area, go check them out. Talk to the midwife, get their thoughts on what do you think are the pros and cons to a home birth and a birthing center. What's your preference? What do you think would be best for me? I think it would be really good to talk to that midwife, especially if they offer both, and let them help you come to that decision if home birth or birthing center is right for you. And then, of course, hospital births. You know, when you think about your experience, and look, if you want easy and you don't want pain and you don't need to be, you know, fully, you know, coherent and experiencing the whole thing, yeah, hospital is where you want to go. You have to really have the right frame of mind to do a natural childbirth and especially a home birth. You have to decide, oh, this is what I want. Like, you're not wavering. This is definitely how I want it. This is the experience I'm looking for. Or it's not going to go well. Okay. That has to be very solidified in your core, in your mind, in your spirit, in your heart. This is what I want, in order to pull that off, because it's not easy, y'all. I mean, you don't have access to the epidural. You don't have the meds, and you just don't have access to that. And if you're not sure that that's what you want, don't do it. I'm telling you, it's not going to be pleasant. You're not going to like it. So if you're going to be giving birth in the hospital, and because that's where I've supported many of my clients, then, you know, you can achieve, depending on the hospital that you're in, that depends on your area. Make sure you know the kind of hospital that's there, because we've got several hospitals in my area. And there's one in particular that is a little outside of the Waco area that they are not natural childbirth friendly. They're just not. It's a pain in the butt to try to pull that off. It really, really is. And so I don't recommend that place to my clients that want a more natural childbirth friendly experience. But if you don't care about that, then any hospital is going to work for you. If you're just like, no, I'm walking in, I'm giving birth, I want all the Give me everything you got. I don't want to feel the pain. I don't want to be nauseous. I want to be able to sleep. Yeah, I mean, great. I want the doctor. I want to have the access to that emergency OR for a C-section. I want all that. That gives me peace of mind. Then great. Then hospital obviously is what's right for you. If you do have a hospital that is more natural childbirth friendly, meaning they're not going to automatically induce you because you're at 39 weeks. There are options. They're not going to hook you up to a monitor. You can do intermittent monitoring. They're going to allow you to get up and walk around. Yes, you can drink water. Yes, you can get in the shower. Yes, they have a big tub. Yes, they have midwives that you can use. Then great. I mean, that's awesome. And again, most of my clients, for them, they feel like they got the best of both worlds when they're able to have that kind of a hospital and that kind of a doctor or midwife, that caregiver that allows you to do that. Then it feels like the best of both worlds. And so maybe the hospital's right for you. Maybe that's a good scenario. And 98% of women are still giving birth in a hospital setting. Even with the rise of home births and birthing centers, still 98% are giving birth in a hospital. And there's lots of reasons for that. There's not options of midwives that do birthing centers and home births in your area. That's the only option. That's a huge reason why people are giving birth in the hospital. Or again, oh, no. I'm not going to be away from an emergency, a place that can't deal with an emergency right away. Like, I won't be able to relax. Listen, if you can't relax because you're concerned that you would not get immediate help in an emergency situation, you really need to give birth in the hospital, because you have to be able to relax during childbirth. Have to, or it is not going to go well. It's just not. And so if you're not comfortable with that idea for whatever reason, then yeah, you need to get birth in the hospital. This is why interviewing doulas in your area is really, really important. Many of them are going to know the answer to that question about the different facilities and what they provide, what they don't provide, if they're cooperative, if they're not, if they are considered part of the team, which in my area I was. I mean, the OBs, the labor and delivery nurses, the hospitals, they're recommending me because they like to work with me. You want a doula that the hospital and the OBs really, really like, because guess what? They let me do whatever I want to do with my clients. They're not constantly checking on us. They trust me. They know that I know what's okay and what's not okay. I work as a team, and I've got many episodes about kind of that teamwork experience within the hospital. Go back and listen to those, because it should be possible. It should work as like a team. You know, you've got your labor and delivery nurse, you've got your OB, and you've got your doula, and you've got your family member, and we should all be working harmoniously. And if that's the case, then you should have a very positive experience. You should be able to have the experience that you want to have. And I think that's why my clients are so happy with me, with their births, with their caregivers here, because we worked as a team. It was a positive experience. And so that's possible, y'all. You can have a natural childbirth in a hospital setting. It's very possible. And so really get educated about your area and the hospitals there, the OBs there, the midwives there, and what is achievable, what is realistic, so that you can go in with the proper expectations of what you're going to get and what you're not going to get. So that, to me, those three options and what you want to consider in terms of the experience that you want and what's right for you, get educated, do your homework, do those interviews, talk with friends and family that have used, you know, that particular OB, or who have gone to that birthing center, who have had a home birth with that midwife. Interview them, talk to them, find out what their experience is. And I think that will really help you decide where you really want to give birth. And again, all of them are great options. And it's just about the right fit for you and the experience that you want. So tune in next week. I'm going to be talking about you know, what's right for you in terms of medical interventions. And I'm going to go into a little bit more detail about that. I hope you got a lot out of this particular episode in terms of where to give birth, and tune in next week.
Thank you for listening to My Doula Micah. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at My Doula Micah. We can also get connected at MyDoulaMicah.com. If you're interested in checking out my book, the link to The Humor in Birth, Stories and Insights from a Doula can be found on all of these social platforms. Be sure to share and subscribe. I'll be here next week, so please be sure to join me again. And this podcast was produced by Rogue Media Network.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.